Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's all for us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
A reading from the Revelation to John. After this, I, John, looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when He is revealed, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is. And all who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. When I was in third grade, we had a test that I will never forget. It was a test to see who in our class was gifted and talented and who was not gifted and talented. I was ready. I had my super sharp number 2 pencil. My desk was clean. And I was eager to prove that I was gifted and talented. I remember the test so well. It was just one page, very simple. Draw a picture of a house, it said. I thought to myself, what would the examiners want the house to look like? I bet they wanted it to have very straight lines, like the houses in the books. So I draw a very neat box with 2 windows and drapes, a front door, a chimney, and smoke coming out of it. I drew my lines very carefully and darkly with good angles. And then with some pride, I handed it in. A week later, the results came back. I was not gifted and talented. And my best friend, Jacob, was gifted and talented. But he was no more gifted than I was. We played Candyland after kindergarten every day. I asked Jacob, well, how did you draw your house? He said, I drew a big bubble house that was covered with candy canes, and it had 3 chimneys. Oh, no, I thought. The examiners didn't want conformity, they wanted creativity. If I had only known that, I could have gone wild. I asked the teacher if I could take it again. The answer was no. So every Tuesday, Jacob got to go to the gifted and talented program after school, and I had to go home, and I'm still mad about it. The days are growing darker now, aren't they? Did you enjoy that extra hour of sleep? I know I did. As the days darken, the church begins to remember our loved ones who have died. We begin to celebrate our saints. Today is called All Saints Sunday. Now, most Christians think of the saints as an elite, gifted, and talented group of Christians. And most of us are not quite sure what the criteria are for the entrance examination, so we guess. We think about St. Francis, how he gave everything that he owned away, and how he prayed all the time and started monasteries. And we think about him and we think, I'll never make it. For centuries, churches of different denominations have responded to the sainthood in different ways. The Roman Catholics, for example, have written out very specific criteria for how you become a saint. And it's so tough that even Mother Teresa is on the waiting list. Then there are other denominations that say, you know what, it's too hard to worry about, so we're just not going to have any saints. Or there are other denominations that do the opposite extreme, and they say, every single Christian who is baptized is a saint. I kind of like that idea, but then when I really think about it, it's sort of frustrating. Do you mean that Mr. McGillicuddy, who was mean to me every Sunday of my childhood, is just as holy as Mary, the Mother of God? Well, if that's true, what kind of incentive do I have to behave? If everybody is allowed into the club of saints, then it doesn't really mean anything, does it? So what are the criteria for sainthood? When you think about it, every saint was completely unique. So what if there is no saints club? What if it is something very different than that? The Anglicans walk a middle ground between the Roman Catholics and the Protestants when it comes to sainthood. We do have criteria, and we do have a book of saints, but yet at the same time, our sainthood is open-ended, because we realize that the criteria for sainthood are mysterious, and that it is God alone who determines sainthood. One thing I do know, and this is important, when you are baptized, God invites you without reservation, without hesitation. God invites you into the sainthood. God invites you into heaven. And the rest of your life will be about your response to that invitation. Because although every Christian is invited, not every Christian accepts the invitation. We are going to baptize 5 beautiful babies. You can see some of their parents are bringing them out and in because it's hard to stay still. All of these babies are incredibly beautiful, and their parents are going to vow to raise them as Christians. With this baptism, Bella and Luke, Harper, Neveha and Benson are all going to be invited into God's kingdom. But at about age 5, or maybe a little earlier, they will encounter the brokenness of the world. Maybe one of their friends will steal their toy. I hope it's as little as that. And they'll be given a choice. They'll hear part of themselves wanting to get really mad, to never be friends again. And then there'll be this other voice, sometimes quiet, the voice of the Holy One who spoke at their baptism will echo through every decision that they make. And that voice will say, be like me. You were made in my image. Forgive. The whole of their lives will be about the answer to the invitation that begins today at their baptism. And the whole of their lives, God will be calling them home. God will be calling them to be like Him. Last Thursday night, I went to Harbor House. Have any of you heard of Harbor House? It's a Christian community of handicapped and developmentally disabled people. I went to do a service there. I was really exhausted that day. It had been a very busy day. I was feeling like an overgrown child, the way you do when you're really tired. My husband drove us to Harbor House, two of the boys and me, and I fell asleep in the car, but that didn't really help. We got to the place, and I put on my vestments. I was thinking about my sermon. And I was standing there waiting when a man walked up to me. He was about 5 feet tall, with a very wrinkled face. He looked like he was in his 50s or 60s. He had Down syndrome. The man walked up to me and stood a few feet away, and he opened his arms like this. I knew that he wanted me to walk up to him and hug him. So I walked up to him, and he held me in his arms. And he kissed me on the cheek. And then he took my face in his hands, and he looked right at me. It was like he was looking right into my soul. I looked at him. He looked at me. I can't really articulate what he did for me, but I felt peace. I later found out that his name is Robert and that he cannot speak. But he spoke to me. His face was so beautiful that it looked like Jesus' face. In fact, I think when I get to heaven, I'm going to want to see his face. It wouldn't be heaven without those beautiful blue eyes smiling at me. In my office, I have a painting that my father-in-law gave me before he died. It's of Jesus. It's of Jesus' face. And if you look at it from a distance, you can see Jesus' face. But if you go closer, you can see that Jesus' face is made up of lots of different faces. And some of the faces you would recognize, like Mother Teresa or Martin Luther King. But some of the faces are unknown, like a housewife and an elderly man, a Chinese man and a child. It's together that all their faces make up the face of Christ. I don't think that sainthood is about perfection. I think sainthood is about connection. I don't think that God wants any of these five little ones to try to draw the house of their life in the way they think God might want it to be. Instead, I think that God wants them to try to connect with people, to try to truly love others and truly love God. It is that connection that makes sainthood. You know, we don't call the sainthood a club. We call it a communion, the communion of saints, because they're interrelated to one another and to us. They live in us and we in them. And when we get to heaven, it'll be their faces that we see. As we get ready to baptize all these babies, I want you all to open your bulletins and find a little piece of paper inside of your bulletin. On that piece of paper, we invite you to name, write legibly, please, write the names of the people that you love who have died, the people who have shaped who you are, the people whose faces you must see in order for it to be heaven for you. Please write their names legibly. As we distribute communion, it says that we are surrounded by the communion of saints. So we will speak their names aloud because they live with God and they live in you. So let us speak their names. When you're done writing, some baskets will come around, and please place the names of the ones you love who have died in the baskets. Amen. While the baskets are going around, if the family, parents, and godparents, and the baptized children will come forward, please.
The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. Be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life. Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ? The congregation, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? And do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? And will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Believe in God the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
And will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers?
I will, God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, God's help.
And will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God's help.
And will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let's now pray for these persons who have received the sacrament of their birth.
Steer them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and mighty spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Spirit of faith and
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Oh, that the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into this fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who are here are cleansed from sin and born again, may continue forever in the risen Christ of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Name this child.
Isabella.
Isabella Grace, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Isabella Grace, you're sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Perfect. Good timing.
Luke Tanner.
Luke Tanner, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Luke Tanner, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen.
Name this child.
Novaya Miracle Modesta.
Novaya, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bishop?
Nevaeh, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen. Amen. Name this child.
Harper Marjorie.
Harper Marjorie, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bishop?
Harper Marjorie, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen.
Name this child.
Vincent Lee.
Vincent Lee, I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And Benson Lee, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these your servants for forgiveness of sin and have raised them to new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works.
Amen.
And now let us welcome the newly baptized and say together, We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. And share with us his eternal priesthood. And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Can everybody see? Let us welcome the newest members of St. John's Cathedral. We welcome all of you this morning. We're so glad you're here with us today. Welcome, welcome. If you're new or visiting and you would like to receive our e-newsletter, we have a little card in your pew that you can fill out and we'll send that to you. We also have people at the back of the church who can give you a gift or a tour of this beautiful place. Those of you who are visiting, you're all baptized Christians are welcome to receive communion. Just hold out your hands for the bread, and you can guide the cup to your lips. And if you're not sure of your beliefs or from another religion, just cross your arms, and I'll give you a blessing. So please come forward. That can't hurt, right? Everyone is invited to become a lay weeder. Not a lay reader, but a lay weeder. That is next Saturday. We're going to be weeding our gardens here at the church. If you come at 8:30 in the morning and help us, we'll provide you with free lunch, which is actually a good deal for us, I think. If you're a veteran or active duty or reserves and don't know about our veterans' dinner this Thursday, please call the office because we want to make sure that you're invited. We have a team of devoted folks who are cooking meals at Sulzbacher Center for the Homeless. They need extra help tomorrow. If you can come at 1:30 tomorrow to help cook at Sulzbacher, we would be very grateful. There's also a meeting for ICARE, which is the Interfaith Coalition for Action, Reconciliation, and Empowerment. They meet at Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Mandarin United Methodist Church. Flyers are available at the entrance if you're interested. If you want to hear about the end of the world, come back this afternoon. We are going to be doing an oral recitation of the book of Revelation with music. It should be quite incredible. And we followed that with an art exhibit. So tonight should be very exciting, and we hope you will come and listen with us. And lastly, we have another important event today. Bishop Cervini and his wife, Emmy, are celebrating their 50th anniversary. Where is she? Emmy, are you here? Good.
My beautiful wife.
Now, go right here. Now, it is customary when someone celebrates a 50th anniversary that we do a brief renewal of vows here. And we do this as a way of celebrating those of you who are witnesses to us about the sacrament of marriage. So I'm going to ask you to hold each other's hands, please. Friends in Christ, we are gathered together with Frank and Emmy, who have come today to give thanks to God for his blessing upon their marriage and to reaffirm their marriage covenant. Frank, do you here, in the presence of God and of this congregation, renew the promises you made when you bound yourself to Emmy in holy matrimony?
I do.
Emmy, do you here in the presence of God and of this congregation renew the promises you made when you bound yourself to Frank in holy matrimony?
I do.
May God the Father, who at creation ordained that man and woman would become one flesh, keep you one. May God the Son, who ordained this manner of life by his first miracle at a wedding in Cana of Galilee, be present with you always. May God the Holy Spirit, who has given you the will to persevere in your love and in your covenant with each other, strengthen your bond. And may God the Holy Trinity, the source of all unity, bless you this day and forevermore. Amen. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
offer this Holy Eucharist to the glory of God for those who've been recently baptized, for Luke and Isabella, and Harper, Racha, and Benson. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is a right and good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For the multitude of your saints, you have surrounded us with great cloud of witnesses, that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we have fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
And we celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, Bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. ask that you join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world of peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singing of the heart, through Christ our Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you this day and in the days to come.